Well, here I am on the other side, sugar. I'll see if I can get a little bit more tape now on this side and finish up the tape. I'm real glad that you got those mailers that you mentioned, as I know there's a lot of things over there that, as you say, you just have to buy them when you run into them, as the BX sounds is much worse, I'm sure it is, than around here. Sometimes they have a lot of some things, and other times you can't find one of anything. So I'm glad you went ahead and got those. And don't worry at all about the money, using a little bit more than what you thought, because I think we'll have plenty. We're getting a little excess in our bank account now. In fact, I've got to continue figuring that up and let you know for sure how much is in the bank. But as I remember, we've got about $500 right now, and this is the 24th of the month, so it won't be too many more days until you get another check. And all of our regular payments have already been made. And surely, I mean, that sounds like a large amount. Surely I've left something out. So I'll recheck that. But it seems right now we've got quite an excess. Maybe I've figured wrong, because it seems like a lot of money. But according to my calculations, we've got about that. I'll check it in the next few days and let you know. But I'm sure that we have plenty for you to buy that lens that you're talking about. So whenever you do find it, if you get a chance to find one, or if anybody can find one for you, you be sure and go ahead and get it, and just give a check for it on our regular account, because we have more than ample in that regular checking account. I don't know if I mentioned it in the letter or not last night. I've already forgotten if I did or not, but I sent a check to Winters National Bank yesterday for an amount that is supposed to pay up our Action account completely. So at the present time, we don't owe them any money at all. I called them up yesterday and gave them a piece of my mind, which I could ill afford, because they had the last statement was figured wrong again, and they were supposed to get it all straightened out, and they didn't. So I called them up, and they're going to send me an itemized statement of how they figured everything out, and they're going to correct this latest mistake. And the amount that I sent them was $40 and something is supposed to completely pay off our account. So at the present time, we should have our Action account completely paid up. That's funny that that brand of tape that I thought was an offbeat brand turned out to be a real good brand of tape recording equipment. I didn't know that. Say, Sugar, on that last tape I got from you, the one I received today, the first side of it, I was almost not able to hear. I had to turn the volume up as far as it would go. Now the second side, I didn't have the trouble, so I had to turn it up quite high. So I was wondering, maybe you could, when you're recording, maybe turn it up a little higher. Now the other recordings I had received from you were just fine. I could listen to them and heard them quite well, but the one today, I did have to turn the volume up real high. So you might check and see if you remember as to where you had it when you recorded, and maybe turn yours up just a little bit when you record, as it was really low. I don't know if I mentioned that this is Wednesday, May the 24th. I think sometimes it helps if you know what day I or you do our recordings on, so that we'll know a little bit more of what you're talking about when you say something. Say, that little mission you were telling me about that you did at night the other night really sounded like something that you all should be proud of, and that sounds like good work. Okay. Say, I got a kick out of you telling me about the Army camp down below you as you were flying over, and you're playing some American music for them. That's really nice. I bet that did cheer up those guys on the ground there. Who knows, maybe when Jim next door gets over to Vietnam, well, you'll be flying around and talk to somebody on the ground and find out he's down there. And if you mention this is Captain Underwood, navigator on a C-47 or something like that, you never know. Old Jim might be down there, and you might be playing music for him. Should you never complain about Pleiku there from the people I've talked with? that know anything about Pleiku at all, they really complain a lot. I'm glad that you have the attitude that it's bad, but at least it's not as bad as some of the people have conditions over there and places to stay, like some of the guys out in the field. So it's real nice to hear that even though you mind it, you don't mind it just extremely so. Say, I think I mentioned one of my letters that Tracy and I went over to the little greenhouse, our nursery, the other night, that's right off of Harshman there. It's the place I bought my petunias last year. I don't know if you remember or not, but I think Carol and I went over there one day when you were TDY last summer. Maybe you were in Hawaii or somewhere, and I don't know if you've ever been over there with me or not, but anyway, Tracy and I went over there last night and picked up some plants, and just as we were driving up, we were in Tracy's car. I noticed the Schumachers just driving off, and I wasn't able to get their attention. They probably wouldn't have recognized me in Tracy's car anyway, but I guess Paul was over there maybe buying some plants for his yard, because you know what a plant bug he is. He and Ellen both, how they like to plant things as much as I do. So I was kind of sorry that Tracy and I didn't get there a few minutes earlier and could have talked to Paul and Ellen. Say, I guess Jeannie and Dick Yoder will be coming down this weekend. It'll be nice to see them. Of course, I always enjoy seeing them, but as much as I usually like kids, their kids are really bratty, and I don't know if I mentioned at Christmas to you in one of the letters, but when I saw them in Abilene, those kids were really bad, and if there's anything I hate, it's been around really maliciously, well, they're not malicious, but I mean, you know, really bad kids that, you know, just are really ugly acting, and I kind of dread having them spend the night and staying most of 2 days because the kids are so poorly behaved. But of course, it will be nice to have Dick and Jeannie, and who knows, maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe they'll make their kids behave real nice. Sure hope so. The night that they spend the night here, it's supposed to be next Sunday night. It's supposed to come on Sunday and spend Sunday night and then part of Monday with me. I think I'll have the Damels over and have a cookout. Tracy can bring some salads and stuff, and I thought I'd just fix hamburgers and hot dogs, and we could all visit, because you know the Damels know the Yoders, and I thought that one night maybe we could all get together for a meal and just have hot dogs and hamburgers out in the backyard. And of course, I'll enjoy it, but it won't be anything like having you here, Shug. I have a good time at a lot of the things I do, but as you mentioned on your tape, there's always that not quite enjoying it. I mean, a lot of the things are fun, but without you here, the fun's just not the same, and it's there, but it's just not complete. Shug, I hope you know that I'll always be waiting here for you, and if I had to, I'd wait forever, but I don't have to, because you're going to be home before too many months. In fact, if we get to meet each other in Hawaii, that won't be very many months off at all, and when I even think about the possibility of us being together just a few months away in August, it's just about as much as I can take. It's just wonderful, and I hate to plan on it too much, because you know I'm afraid you might not get to leave or anything, but when I allow myself to think about it, it just sounds like the greatest thing that I can possibly imagine. The years that we've spent together, as you know, for both of us, I guess, have really been great. And just the thought of getting to spend even a few days with you really sounds great. Say, I'm glad to hear that you think of me while you're just flying along, but you be sure that you pay attention to your job, too, and know what you're doing there, and don't get too many thoughts away from it. Shug, whatever you're doing, when you can, I hope you'll stay happy in doing it. I really do try to do that here. In fact, some of the people occasionally will say, now, you're always so cheerful, or not always, I'm sure, but anyway, they mention sometimes that I'm so cheerful, and they'll say, you're the one with your husband gone. But what they don't realize is that I'm cheerful and happy because I have you. You may be thousands of miles away, but not very many people have the happiness that we've had ever in a lifetime. And just knowing that you're there and that you love me, the miles really don't make that much difference. Of course, I miss you terribly, but at least, as I say, I have your love, and I can be really happy, even though it's not really complete without your being here. I still feel the happiness because I know that you're there and that you love me. Oh, I think about all the things that we'll do when you get back and look around me and see what a nice house we have. I do hope you get stationed back here. But most of the things that we've managed to accumulate, we can always take with us wherever we go. And even though I'm proud of the things that we have accumulated, like our furniture and our washing machine and all the things in the house, I realize more than ever that material things just really don't count. I mean, they count and they're nice. But the main thing in life to me is just that I have you, and wherever we spend or wherever we were or wherever we spend our time together, it really wouldn't matter. You know, we used to kid when we were going together about living in a pup tent. And, you know, even that possibility doesn't sound too bad at all, as long as you'd be there to be there with me. But I don't know if the dog would be too happy about that arrangement. He said he's got so used to this carpet, you know, that he said that he can't just make do anywhere. And if he lived in a pup tent, he'd have to have at least a rug down, you know, for him to lie on, since he's so special. I love you, Shug. Now I'll have a few words of growling from Mike if he's chewing on a rawhide, and I'll end this up by letting you listen to him growl a little, okay? Well, now listen, Mike, give me your rawhide. Here, I'd like a little bite of that. Well, just a little bit? Could I have just a bite of it? Well, wouldn't you like to say just hello? Hello? Would you like to just say hello? Well, let me have just a bite of it.